Regular listeners will know that the government's new legislation, NVES, has come into effect from the 1st of January. This is the government's draconian legislation to try and force consumers into buying EVs that don't suit our lifestyles. The question is, will NVES make our cars cost more? Man-made CO2 is not a problem. And Australia is already in a net positive position for CO2 emissions. Our trees alone absorb more than enough CO2 and produce oxygen. So, what will the NVES legislation mean? It's a clever attempt by the government to say that they aren't penalising consumers, but rather encouraging manufacturers to bring more EVs into their model range. However, it's been shown that as consumers, we like our SUVs and utes. Essentially, the legislation means that if a brand doesn't meet specified CO2 emissions across its model range, then they will be penalised. Now, we all know that the car manufacturers will pass those penalties on to consumers in higher prices, but the government can wash their hands and say it wasn't them. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Eco Car Guide is your go-to resource for everything hybrid and EV. Log on today for a guide to some new players in the Aussie market, the D-Power S07, the BYD Shark 6, and Peugeot's 3008 Hybrid. And is the plug-in hybrid Ford Ranger worth a look? All the details of the new Ranger powertrain option can be found at ecocarguide.com.au today. Eco Car Guide, your best place to head for information on new vehicle technologies.